Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Ronnie Chapman. You're back, sir. You're back with CMFG Financial Fintech Solutions now.
That's right. Hard to believe.
Venture. Was it?
Insurance and fintech.
Oh, okay.
We still have the ventures.
Okay, gotcha. Just making sure.
So
something didn't happen in 24 hours.
No. Ventures is our traditional portraits, but our investment arm. So Fintech Solutions is a division of CUNA Mutual where we actually operationalize it.
Okay.
So we have some of our own products and solutions we bring to market. We also have a number of our ventures that we distribute as well.
Good deal, good deal. How's the conference going for you?
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, look, anytime we're with clients, it's good.
Anytime we're
with credit unions, it's
and there's almost 6,000 people here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's better than being in the office.
I hear that loud and clear, for sure, sir. All right, hey, the topic at hand here is credit union system as a service. So can you kind of lay the foundation here for us?
Yeah, I can. Like, I'll try to. Probably.
I think you'll do a good job.
Banking as a service, embedded finance, and we throw all these terms around. What we believe is a few things are going to happen in the industry, and far from me to know the timeline, but I do very firmly believe in embedded finance. I think more plainly what we believe is that separate borrowing and buying events won't exist in the future. That in the purchase event, in the buying event, that's where our will be provided finance options.
Oh, okay.
Now, I think that could be a home.
Is that kind of like Klarna or Buy Now, Pay Later?
Yeah, it is.
I know, it's a distant cousin.
Buy Now, Pay Later gets sort of a bad rap, but from a technical perspective, sort of putting the offer there,
yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I firmly believe you will buy a house one day. You know, you sort of see some misfires, but Zillow tried this. But at some point, I think you will, as a consumer, see that you will purchase a home online. When you purchase, you presented a mortgage.
Totally believe that.
So, two things that are, you know, sort of give you a little more of this is what if you've spent any time with me, I always tell you the best credit union in the U.S. is Costco. it's a member-based organization.
And we're there every day.
members trust it. Members find great value in it. And if you were to go around a room of people and say, you know, what you have in Costco is this, I believe, is trust. And if you were to go ask the same people on Amazon,
yeah.
I think people would sort of go and say, well, Amazon gives me convenience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we put the Wells Fargo logo to pick at them a little bit. I don't know if trust would come top of mind.
No.
I believe so much that the credit union has trust.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our job to bring convenience. Life in fintech is how do we make the convenience of Amazon available coupled with the trust and mm-hmm. of the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're doing this experimentation where you can buy a car from the credit union. We chatted about that.
Yeah, I love that.
But the whole, you know, our belief is that the member has trust in the credit union. That is a logical place to buy the car.
Completely, completely.
Yeah.
That's why you see a lot of credit unions today. I know we're in the cryptocurrency winter right now and things have kind of cooled a little bit, but back when it was hot, there were a number of credit unions offering the crypto services, so they wouldn't leave that credit union ecosystem. So it's kind of the same idea here,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And credit union system as a service first is trusting the logo, but how do you get the scale of the
credit union
system?
As a service.
So we sort of believe that we have to evolve, that the API is the great unifier for the credit union. So I'll pick Amazon.
Sure.
That was fun. They're number one to say.
Why not pick Amazon?
If you go to Amazon, you know, sort of the credit union story is fantastic. They love it. But they're not getting integrated to 4,700 of us. That's sort of their answer is, all right, we're in, but we can't do this 4,700 times. So a lot of what we're building is, can we really legitimately provide a single endpoint that allows companies like Amazon to access the system, hence credit union system
mm-hmm,
as
mm-hmm,
a service.
Mm-hmm. God, This is. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this.
It's an out there. Look, we got a long way to go. So lest anybody think we've got this licked.
Yeah.
We don't. But we're chipping away at it. We're making a lot of good progress.
So how do you market this to credit unions, or how do you share this message to credit unions, if you will, to make that model work?
So Mike, so it sort of starts with this. We have 5,500 financial institutions that use a product for us, 3,600 credit unions. So sort of becomes, as interestingly, it's not a sales pitch as much to go to a credit union who's, for instance, we have a product, Q-Nexus, in the market.
So
that's ours. We own it solely. What our job is today, the member that hits that can borrow money. We need to evolve that to buy the car. We need to evolve it to say, oh, I need tires for my car.
Mm-hmm.
I need to evolve that to say, oh, I need to add additional coverages to my car. So that becomes the launching pad to us. So so rather than us sort of selling system as a service very openly, it's more, are we taking digital real estate, which is what I believe is the most valuable real estate the credit union has, and making it more enabled. So I don't know. So it's actually not a sales pitch. It's a concept we think is important for the system.
Yeah, it's more of a concept. You're right, for sure. So so what are next steps in this area? What do you need to do to get this out there? Because I think it's a fascinating model.
Right now, I tell you, the big thing for us right now is we've got wobbly table legs. So if you go to a credit union, inevitably you start to put this stuff in, and then you find some system that's been around since 2002. And you know what it requires? Somebody to push a button. There's nothing worse than a digital age and someone having to push a button. So our whole life right now is, even in our own solutions, we're going to stop people from pushing buttons.
Yeah,
so lots of interesting, a lot of investment for us in automation, taking humans out so a 1 a.m. transaction can truly happen.
Those mundane tasks, you need to take those out there for sure.
Yeah, and it's not for this. Is not, it's not to take jobs out. It's not to. Right. This is people expect at 1 a.m. to start it to complete it.
So
interestingly, system as a service right now is a lot of blocking and tackling and getting it right. Stuff that we've put off for years.
Yeah, process of elimination. Get all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So as you're talking, I'm thinking about, what does the interface look like? You know, or I mean, is there one? I mean, because you're talking about being able to buy a house at the push of the button, which is, it's fantasy right now, but it's going to be reality.
Yeah, you sort of go back, go backwards. Non-real estate is very achievable to us. As we're dealing with cars and other things. You know, you sort of see the interface in day-to-day life. In my opinion, just go to Walmart or, you know, we do. It's interesting you bring this up, because I sort of jump up and down even inside the walls and say, we love going to the back office and thinking about it. In our entire world, how do you think about what the member is? What's it like on the phone?
Right.
So, look, I think though that world's fairly known. You and I experience
when
we go to Amazon.
Sure, yeah.
Just, we got to bring it to the credit.
So that's what it looks like.
Gotta have a
logo. Okay, gotcha. So, cool. Well, I'm glad you said that, because that's what consumers, or members in this case, expect now. Yeah. When you go to a retail environment like an Amazon or an Apple or anything like that, or an Uber, we all expect that now, and now it's going to be expected at your credit union.
Yeah, it's interesting, we throw the word innovation around very loosely in this industry sometimes.
Yes.
I think we always say innovation is, look, if I get to parody any one of these, I'll be a very happy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, if we make it convenient, I think the world will be okay.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, you're right. All right, Ronnie, anything else to add here? Thanks for stoking the fire here.
For the time,
my gosh.
Mike, I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Yeah. Anytime. I learned a lot from you. So, I'm going to be watching out for the credit union system as a service. So,
good. Stay tuned to your local credit union.
I will. All right, sir. Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.